Whatever wah-wah-wah-wah was, it largely involved shit. All shit, he was informed, was to be collected, collated, and presented for inspection to a ward nurse. Of course, whenever Robert went to create a sample, all nurses mysteriously disappeared, so he wandered up and down the ward carrying a steaming cauldron of his own excrement, a slushy demonic bowl of satanic rice pudding, with a blob of blood in the centre standing in for jam. An old man of the ward shuffled past. He looked into the bowl.
"I dig your shit, man,"
said the obviously ageing hippie, who wandered off, possibly to find his trousers. Robert decided to wait by his bed, and sat holding his bowl. A doctor approached him and picked up his chart. "Would you like this?" Robert asked. "No, thanks," the man replied. "Do you know what's wrong with me yet?" "Well, looking at your chart, it's quite clear what's wrong with you, quite clear indeed."
"Oh, thank God. What is it?"
"Oh, you're turning into a woman."
"What?"
"Oh, look at it. Cramps, mood swings, blood loss. Looking at that dump, mate, you've got a menstruating arse."
"Sorry," asked Robert, "are you a doctor?"
"Nah, mate, I'm just visiting, but I'd like to be of help." And the man who wasn't a doctor shuffled off. Finally, a nurse appeared. She stood over Robert's stool, examining it as an augurer would over the entrails of a goat.
"Well done," she said.
"Thank you, I made it myself." And then the nurse winked at him, and the memories came back. It was the woman, the angel. And the nurse's uniform became her.
"What the hell happened?" asked Robert. "You got caught in the memory."
"I know that. Why am I bleeding internally and being told by doctors that I've got a case of something or other unpronounceable?"
"You were hit by a bit of shrapnel, but it was only the memory of shrapnel, so your body is a bit confused. It knows it should be ill, but not sure in what way."
"Will I get any better?"
"I don't know.
Look, I can't stop now. I've got a bed bath in Ward 9, and she was off. Stopping briefly at each bed. "She seems at home here," he thought. "Like she comes here often."
"I bet you wished she'd give you a bed bath," said the man, who wasn't a doctor. "Back again."
"None of your business."
"Oh, it is my business, really."
And the man pulled a face so hard that it changed into Gentleman Jim.
"Because your little angel over there is my wife."